Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to Vardon Williams, a.k.a. Haps, episode. I go a long way back with Haps. He's actually helped me out a great deal in the past. He was the first person to put me on vinyl, a 12-inch called LA's Finest. He actually also put me on his podcast slash show called Hip Hop Delight. And so that was my favorite part about his interview, is just catching up with him. He's been through a lot. He's a very talented artist as well as rapper. And thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Oh. Have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome my homeboy, Vardon Williams, a.k.a. Haps.
Oh, shit! That was an eclectic piece! Jeez!
I'm really looking forward to this one.
Honestly, that was an eclectic piece. I love...
Dude, you know how much love I got for you. Let's, first of all, when's the last time I seen you?
We did give birth to my rap name. You did give birth to me, period.
You gave me a shot when I lived in the crusty other apartment. Well, you got me out of my apartment, and you're like, come on, I got my own show. This is early 2000?
Yeah, I would say about 2009.
Yeah. And then I go, what is it? This is before podcasts were even a thing. Yeah. You had your own space. You had a show called Hip Hop Delight.
Yes.
And you let me do two songs. You interviewed me. And I never forgot that. I go, man, he really hooked me up back then. And now, this is just...
This is amazing.
This is just... This needed to happen.
No, this is evolution. Honestly, you gave me a shot at skateboarding again. A shot at wanting to rap. Making music fun.
How did we link up? How did we link up?
We linked up through Fat Beats and Mestizo.
Yeah, shout out to Mestizo.
Typical Cats. Yeah. And just Ohm.
Typical Cats. Homies. Yeah, shout out to Ohm.
Aota Crew. I'm Phoenix right now.
Shout out to Aota Crew, Avenue of the Arts crew.
Honestly, I think it's through Transcendental Welfare.
I know. That was just... Wow. We got along right away, though.
You're vaping now, Dave? That's cute. But I'm glad that you have your sobriety going.
And you said,
you got and tattoos then you got... and vaping? Wow. I'm concerned.
Oh, shit.
This guy right here.
We had some crazy nights.
We've had crazy nights.
Tell him the story. Tell him the story with it.
Like this man right here. Yeah. One day said, "Hey, Haps, I think I'm going to stop drinking." And I said, "Come on, are you serious?" And then he's like, "Yeah." He said, "After the day you took your kid to school, and now you had to pull over the car and throw up, I just figured I'd throw the towel in."
So many blurry nights.
And then you convinced me to go to an AA meeting.
I did.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
He goes, "Danny boy from House of Pain will be there. Come on, will you support me, buddy?" And I said,
I still haven't met him.
He has look, the blue book is right here.
Oh, okay. You don't have to be
able to promote me. All I'm saying is, you really helped me at a point in time in my life where I felt that I needed to get it together. But you took the initiative to change things.
Dude, I couldn't.
And that's amazing.
That was crazy.
And that's why I think our bond will ever be withstanding. Because I've been through the whole deal. We've all gone through our thing. But you stuck with it. And I think it's amazing.
Dude,
you do things and make it happen. And you've always had such a beautiful heart. Even when you were drawing your own illustrations, working at Amoeba, trying to pretend to put your CD in and saying, yeah, it's on consignment. But really, it wasn't on consignment. It was just you making a CD and sticking it in the thing and putting a Q on it. A G. Oh, quack.
Hey, dude, back then.
You killed it. You killed it.
Back then, because I didn't know how those guys got on labels. I was looking at Thavius. I was looking at Gino. And I'm like, they're on Mush Records.
Like,
they're on GSL. Yeah. And I was they're selling their CD, and I'm like, how are they getting the barcode on it?
What do I do?
And I was just going to Kinko.
Was you going to did Kinko. It yourself?
I would have a burner, and I would sit there all night. You know what I mean?
You really pushed the envelope because you had your doctor sample, and shout out to Boss. Or who makes that? Oh, yeah, there we go. Oh, holy smokers.
I still use it. This is all I use. I was telling your man right here, because there's a lot of, you know, computer programs out. I'm like, you know what? I like this.
That's why I still have a Nintendo 64.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's those things. I produce a lot of my tracks on an EPS 16 plus.
You've done a lot of music, and yeah. I want to talk about
we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
I want to talk about your tattoos. What is this right here, buddy?
That's an Ewok.
Oh, cool.
Tape. Nice. My brother.
What? You got your brother on your...
Yeah. Listen, I illustrate.
Is that when he's in drag? Because I know he's been switching it up. Up, Bobby.
Yeah. Shout out to Bob.
Who's that guy?
Lil Ray.
He's cool.
Yeah, he's stuck in outer space right now. He's stuck in outer space right now.
Who did that guy?
I did it.
Oh, wait, he has a J. Cole hat.
You know who did this?
J. Cole hat?
No, I did. But you know who did this? You know Isaiah?
AZ. Yeah. Merz's boy.
Yeah, Merz's boy. Yeah,
big up Isaiah.
Yeah, shout out to Isaiah. We still need you on here.
Yeah.
Isaiah did that.
That is official. Yeah.
The shading. But you had that back in the...
I turned into Sons of Anarchy.
You had
yes,
that.
Yeah. But big up to TKO.
Yeah.
My homie right there on Sunset Tattoo. He just did this for my mom. Little Penny.
That's what's up.
He passed away. Yeah, made yeah. Thing. We all got happy people
to
go.
My pops just passed.
How it is. We do our things. Woo. You go, whoo.
It's been a heavy year.
I just
remember...
To get along.
I just remember so many faded nights drinking Heinekens.
I remember picking you up and putting you to bed. He's like, I can't do this anymore. It's not the life for me.
But what was the day? When was I throwing? You had a condo by the...
Wilshire.
We used to fucking...
On Wilshire.
On Wilshire. Yeah. I was so faded there.
Yeah. And I had a loner car from Infinity.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I was fake balling. And I remember we worked on this song. And... you're like, I'll take you home in the morning. Just sleep on the couch. And
I was so faded.
I just picked him up and tucked him in.
I was faded.
He was so comfy.
I was faded.
Next morning, he said, I'm taking my kid to school.
Shout out to Damien.
He's like, can we pull over? I go, why? I need to throw up. I go, are you serious? He goes, yeah.
Dude, I was.
And he threw up, and it was so cute. Because he came in the car and goes, I'm so sorry, man.
Oh, man.
Sorry about.
I was faded.
But you know what? That was a life-changing experience.
I'm glad, dude. I had so many fun nights. Was the other guy? The Indian rapper guy. The Persian.
Gotham Green. Big up to Green. Gotham Green.
Yeah, Green.
Yeah, Gotham.
And
Green.
Then his apartment was like little Hobbit. Yeah, yeah, looked like Hobbit.
Hobbit hut. He stayed in Marks. What's his name? The it's his area. It's Marks. Richard Marks.
Yeah.
The guy with the little mustache. The Hitler. Mustache?
Oh, Groucho Marx.
Richard Marx.
Chaplin.
Chaplin.
Yeah, Charlie Chaplin.
Home that is a little field over here.
It's like a little hobbit. It's like a little hobbit homie. Little town. Yeah.
God, so what else? What's up with the socks?
Oh, this.
Don't just pull them up. They look like they're like drowsy.
This is from.
They look sleepy.
Muju.
Okay.
Muju up right by CVS. Yep. Shout out to Muju.
Muju. Okay.
This man also put me on my first piece of vinyl I've never been on. He was the first guy to say, hey, come show up here. There's extra room if you have a 16 bar verse. We're doing a 12-inch. It was called LA's Finest.
Yeah, on Fat Beats Distributed.
See, I didn't see. I never forgot that. And he's the first one.
But the thing is, you rapped over Havoc from Mobb Deep.
That's
Havoc.
Wild.
Havoc made produced.
Yeah,
the beat.
Havoc made.
So big
the
up
beat.
To Havoc.
Shout out to Havoc from Mobb Deep.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Prodigy.
Yeah. Prodigy and
much
Havoc.
Love.
Yeah.
For sure. Dude. Big up to Pneumonic.
Thank you.
All the crew that made that pop off.
I remember him. Whatever happened to Pneumonic?
He was supposed to hit me up and come show up, but he's out there selling love tickets or doing something. I don't know. He's amazing. He's doing stuff. He's producing. He's making
very
music.
Talented.
I mean, everybody is like still doing it. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let's go through your history. So you're from Texas.
Yeah, from Texas, El Paso, San Antonio, Austin. Had a record store out there. Then I came out here. To L.A., sleeping on couches and making it work. And, you know, from Whitley to the Valley to Brentwood. Now I'm in Phoenix, so.
But I remember you had this book, this photo book.
Yeah. It was,
but you had like,
portfolio.
You had all the flyers.
Yeah, I keep all your flyers. Message anybody.
Yeah.
Document. Like most devs said, the B-boy got the document.
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
But let's talk about some of like the shows you did back then. You opened up for like Hyro. You opened up for everybody.
A lot of people. Yeah. I was like the dude, like the Sandman. They just threw me out there. They're like, yo, just figure it out. And I just figured the hunger of skateboarding, music, and just honestly, I just wanted to bring people together. And I'm still trying to bring people together.
Yep.
And that's what's so awesome, because that's what Stevie's doing right now. Like, this isn't about the money. It's not about the hits or the advertisement. It's about actually just having the camaraderie of the people.
Connections.
Connections. And just like beings.
There boom. Yeah. And then you were... And then your brother, too.
Zilly 32 is killing it. He's in a crew called Black Alack franchise.
Check out Black Alack.
Check out Black Alack franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Big up to my little musky dude, Gabriel Luna. So I'm out here, and he's out of town. So funny.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the new Terminator. Peep him out. Ghost Rider.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing his thing. So I got to give them the plug.
Mm-hmm.
And big up to this dude right here. The comfortableness in this home. I'm so stoked.
Do you believe I have a girlfriend?
Wow, you have a girlfriend? Is it real?
Dude. 3 years. I'm gonna see her tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, she's in the quarter. It's a blow-up doll. I'm not buying it. So anyways, just moving forward.
I wish I was here.
I love what you've done with your skin. You getting Botox now?
What are you talking about, man?
Look at those cheeks.
You're killing me, man.
Me. You've been to the dentist? I went to the dentist for the first time in my life.
Oh, yeah.
You look great.
I'm losing some.
Yeah, you're looking great.
I want to get just...
I love it.
Yeah.
Look at them black gums. I love it.
Oh, was I
dipping? Talking about myself.
Was I dipping?
Yeah, you used to dip. He used to dip like a cowboy.
Yeah, I did.
He was like, hey, man, anything you get a buzz.
Yeah.
No, look
I
at
did.
This guy.
He dude, just... you, hold up, man. You, I remember you came over with the blunt when I lived in there. I never smoked a blunt. Dude, I was so, I don't know what was in the blunt, but I was so paranoid.
I didn't know you liked to get wet.
I was just, you're like, hey, no. And then I was, dude, it was the most potent blunt I've ever smoked.
I didn't know you liked to get wet.
We had some fun nights, man. We had some.
I didn't know you liked to get wet.
Did we do show?
Shrooms?
Did we do shrooms? Remind me.
One time.
Let's talk about the
happy ending. Okay, so this is the place. Down the street, he goes, hey, man, let's go get a skate on. I said, where are we going to go, Stevie? He said, we're going to just skate. We're just going to go to this little bar up the street and just go get a little skate on. He goes, you know who hangs out there? I go, who? Carlton, he's my friend. We show up.
You're killing me, man.
Carlton's sitting there posted up. I'm like, are you serious? Carlton from Fresh Prince? Yes, and he was there at the bar hanging out. Hey, buddy. Oh. Happy ending.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, don't act like you don't know. I'm not promoting any alcoholism or any drug use.
No, but it's fun. I like to talk about it.
I like to talk about that because that helps us deal with staying contained.
Yeah, yeah.
And big up to anybody out there struggling and going through things. We're with you, and everyone goes through them. It's just a matter of addressing the situation and moving forward. So
yeah.
I had to put that public announcement in. So, you're left.
I'm just tripping on how Damien
is big. My kids have gotten big.
Because I remember him in the baby seat.
I'm just tripping on your Botox.
What are you talking about, man?
You're not aged. You're just like, you put yourself in the freezer. Like, Stevie stayed in the freezer. With...
Dude, you're killing me. I look the same. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Handsome little guy, right?
That's crazy. Oh,
yeah. When are the action figures coming out?
I got no action. Oh, I got one.
What? Show me.
One. Someone made
it. Who's this guy? Is this you?
Yeah, someone made
it. He's cute.
with the lizard goggles.
That's not you.
Well, he made it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. I can dig it.
Yes, yeah. This is only one in existence. I forgot the dude. He just sent it.
That's just rude.
That's crazy.
That is just rude.
I forgot the dude. I'll find it. I'll put it in the. Hey, when this drops, I'll put it in the description box.
Okay, so when is your new skateboard coming out?
I don't know. Oh, come on. Now there ain't no skateboard.
Oh, yes, there needs to be.
I can barely ollie now.
I don't care. You fart ollies. Don't be so
humble. You think I should make a skateboard?
I think you should just put a skateboard with your damn name on it.
Oh, you're right.
It's Stevie Weeby. It's the logo. Corner. Come on. Get it together.
You're right. Let's go back to the music, man. So you were doing shows in let's talk about just the shows you've done and all the you've done a lot of albums, a lot of songs. Let's talk about all that because I want people to know who Vardon is, who AKA Haps is. Let's talk about that, man.
Okay, well, Haps is a person from, like I said, El Paso, mm-hmm. San Antonio. I've been hip hopping, b-boying, skateboarding, doing this all my life. Basketball, sports, love it all.
Yeah.
I produced a gang of music. I've worked with Tumex. I've worked with Asia, which was on the project. A lot of amazing people, Acid Rain, Freestyle Fellowship, Mike and Nine. I love you guys. A lot of people that gave me opportunities when a lot of things felt like they were going to be closed. And it kind of worked out just because of me being hopeful.
Yeah.
My wife was murdered and things had happened and turned for the worse a couple of years ago. And so I flipped it up, got a DUI, went through sobriety. Had a whole nother change and another perspective of life for my children. So then I really got more into art, which I was already into art, but I never went to school for it, never did it. Just always graffiti or tagged when I was with this guy drunk in the bathroom or something. And, now I've actually came up with a book and a prototype, and I'm just creating art. I was able to paint Venice earlier today.
Yeah, I saw that. Super honest. That's dope. That's awesome.
And it's fun. Like, so I just want to tell people out there just to chase your dreams and don't give up on them and just keep working. And things, another door closes, it means another one's opening. And that's really what it is. You know, this isn't like me just trying to be self-indulged and stuff. But you can check me out, Haps45 on YouTube. You could Google Vardon Williams. Don't mind the mugshots. And that's where I'm at. So that's pretty much
I love it, man. Can we go over... Damn, look at that beautiful.
Work with Fat Beats. They helped me out. Yeah. And so, yeah.
I'm just getting that's a little example.
That's the business.
Damn, this is some beautiful art, man.
And on this book, all my raps are on each piece. So I put a lot of my lyrics on each picture.
I'm just going to give them a look.
So that way it would, you could give a little bit of the music with the art to kind of match it together. So that's how this came about. So hopefully these will be
amazing.
Available for everyone coming up soon. This is a prototype and got a lot of things in the works. And
so what medium's your favorite to use? Like spray paint?
Aerosol, yeah. Basically, yeah. Damn, so everything is all painting.
A lot of colors.
And big up to KDIF, radio station I work out of, and Phoenix. Franco, I love you. Thank you so much. Big up to everybody out there. That showed me mad love. And Mikey B.
This is amazing, man.
The whole crew, Snood crew, what's up?
Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of you. This is amazing, man. This is an achievement.
Yeah.
Freaking book, dude. Look at this.
It's one of those things where I did the vinyl.
Yeah.
So then now this is the new next level to make a book. And hopefully I'll have the music that comes with it.
Hell yeah.
And I want to have a barcode on here to where you can download the music to go with the art. What's up, Neok, BRK, all the crew? What's up, homies?
So when's this dropping?
It'll probably be dropping in the next about 2 months.
Let's put this up. As soon as I find
somebody to be able to make it work. So.
You mentioned, I don't know if you want to talk about this, but I was just super, super curious because I didn't know. You said your ex-wife, you know, what was her name was?
Bethany.
Bethany.
Yeah.
But when you told me that, I was like, it was almost like something, surreal. A movie or something. Yeah. Like, you got to be kidding me. Like, what?
Yeah.
Can you tell me, like, what led up to, like, what happened? Like,
addiction.
I
think that's why a lot of things are very stressful. Like, people don't realize that, like, no matter what you get caught up in, there's always a consequence or something else that's going to come back and hit you with a rebuttal.
Unfortunately,
there was certain people that she got caught up with, which I protected her from, or she protected me from.
Who are these people? How did she meet these people?
Casino.
Oh, at the casino.
You know.
So she was gambling.
You get to the casino, you start meeting people, they start giving false promises, mm-hmm. things happen. And unfortunately, you know, things took a turn for the worse. You know, she was murdered in a home invasion at my home. Oh, my I was at work. God. Thankfully, my kids were with her mom. It was on Halloween. It's kind of sinister.
Damn, that's crazy. But
at the end of the day, it's like, I think her going through that, it helped other people realize the craziness that happens in this world.
Yeah.
You can't take things for granted.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just insane that it would work, and it's insane to even talk about it because it's awesome because I could actually help other people understand because if you don't speak about things, people think sometimes they're just invincible and they're not realizing the reality of life.
That's so crazy.
So, you know, I love her all my heart, and she's with me, and every day, and I have beautiful kids with her, and it's just one of those things that, like, anyone else going through stuff and craziness, like, really hold on to the people that you love and make sure you communicate.
Now, did you, did they catch the fools?
He got taken care of, and actually, the crazy thing about that is, those other women that he was a hitman.
Oh, he was a hitman?
Yeah, and he had other women after her getting caught up. They were able to save two other ladies. They were tied up and were about to get reprimanded as well.
Who the hell was this guy? Like, what kind of sick fuck?
Exactly. So that's the world we live in. So
it's
the circles that you're 20 seconds away from. So, you know?
That's there's a message in that.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you get deep in the drug game.
Or any game. Gambling game.
Yeah.
Hustling game. Card game.
You might meet the wrong people.
Game.
Yeah.
Shoe game.
So you could just meet. So what's your advice? How do you navigate through that? Let's say
what you navigate through, like I said earlier, is communication.
Right. Or boundaries.
Boundaries, communication.
Don't give your number to.
But it doesn't even matter at that. Evil seeks you at any time, at your best times. You know what I mean? So it doesn't even matter about any of that.
Say that one more time. I like the way evil will seek you
when you're doing good.
Even when you're doing good.
Yes.
Evil will seek you.
Anything. And I'm not trying to be some like.
No, that's real.
You know, I'm not Joel Osteen or whatever.
I'm just trying to tell you,
things are there. You just got to live in the now.
Yeah.
And duck away from it and follow your intuition.
Oh my God. Yeah, when you told me that, it boggled my mind. Because I lost touch with you. I'm like, hey, you know, I was trying to contact Misty. Like, where is he now?
Jail.
you went to jail?
Yeah, a hot minute.
Don't drink and drive. What happened? Can we talk about that?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
This was in L.A.?
No, it's all in Arizona.
Okay, so you were...
You'll get hemmed up in A.Z.
Oh, because I know you bounced to A.Z. because so the family, the kids were there.
Yeah.
So
I dipped there, and silly me, got caught up, you know, in the depression like anyone else does, and thought I could drink my problems away.
Yeah.
That didn't work out.
Yeah.
And it ended with a 10 grand deficit. So it's like, I could have hurt someone. I could have killed someone. I could have messed up over somebody or messed up someone's family due to my misjudgment because of my pain. Because I didn't have communication.
Were you just drinking beers or hard liquor?
I'm doing whatever you can shake a stick at. Are you kidding me?
So you were just...
Everything.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're
Where's
down.
It at?
Yeah.
You got anything on you? I'm just saying, bro.
That's crazy.
No, all jokes aside, but...
So...
Literally.
So when you got put in jail in was it Phoenix?
Phoenix,
like,
yeah.
Did you have like
deep luck?
Did you have a moment of clarity where you're like, you know what?
This no, is... I had a moment of tension because I knew I had to pay some stuff. I had to have the ankle monitor. Had to have the.
So you crashed into somebody?
No, I just got pulled over. They seen a nigga whipping, and a nice ass car.
They breathalyzed you.
I got bamboozled.
Damn.
And but it was for the best.
Yeah,
I really
yeah, yeah.
think it gave me a check. It was an expensive check. You'd get
fire. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's just honestly, everyone goes through certain things in their life that you have to go through to actually get to the next level.
Yeah, I hear
you. So really, you know, honestly, anyone going through those things, you're not alone. We all go through them. Stevie went through them.
Yeah.
We've been through them. You've been through them. You've been through them.
Yeah.
He's been through them. The skateboard been through it.
Yeah, everyone.
But yeah,
yeah,
it is what it is. It's just a matter
of
like switching it around and bringing positive and getting something out of your negative instead of being sucked into that little hole. Because no one likes that hole.
You can write a book. You could write a book, dude, just on your story, dude. You have a crazy story, dude.
I'm only giving you
crazy. Let's keep going. I love your stories. You know I love your stories. Let's keep going all with
right,
the stories.
All right. Well, we'll keep going. All right.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. So tell. Well, let's just keep going.
Okay,
keep going.
Moving.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago, I lost my mom to cancer, and
rest
she,
in peace. Yeah.
And she,
she's with my dad.
Yeah, exactly.
She's with my dad right now. Yeah. Deal. My dad died in August. So.
And I know. I'm so sorry, Stevie. I know how close
you're. He's in here right now.
He's posted.
The urn. He's in the wooden box.
Oh my lord, that is awesome.
Yeah, he's
here. He has a badass son too.
Oh yeah, we're trying.
Both these little ugly little dudes.
We're trying. We're trying to do something.
You know, the thing is with death, a lot you can't get sucked into it. It's like things happen and they go down. On this trip, I found out my grandma passed away on this trip.
Damn.
Coming out here last week.
Rest in peace.
And then when I was in seventh grade, my mom killed my dad in self defense. So don't beat your girl. Or girls don't beat your dude because it could end up bad. So it's like death is always around us. It's just a matter of how you keep your composure.
Yeah.
And bounce back.
Yeah. Well, my dad was, the week he died, he was at the hospice in Arizona, in Gilbert, Arizona. And it was 24-hour visiting hours. So I'm like, Dad, I'm going to go right now. I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to bring my bring my phone charger. I'm going to chill with him.
Yeah.
I don't know how much time he has.
Yeah.
He was catatonic up. He couldn't even open his eyes the whole week. But out of nowhere, like around 3-4 in the morning, he opened his eyes and he was tripping on the ceiling. It scared me. But I looked it up and it was something called deathbed visions. So before someone passes, a family member will come retrieve them, come get them. So he was seeing something from the other dimension I couldn't see because he was like.
But you brought that because you were there.
Don't scare me. Don't word it like that.
No, seriously. You were there.
Yeah, I was there.
Made him know that my son is here. I'm in comfort. I'm okay.
But you know what? That I'm not disagreeing with you. That's a different angle. That's a different angle you just brought up. But when I was at ASU at the dorms, I was on LSD.
And you're looking at
the
ceiling.
And I was looking at the ceiling listening to Portishead. And I saw dead people. Covered my ceiling. So this is on, you know where Apache Boulevard is?
Yeah.
You know, rural.
McClintock.
Yeah, McClintock, rural, Apache. So this is, the dorm was an old motel. They made into dorms. You could walk there from the street and shit. And there was some, energy, you know, because motels got energy.
Motel.
Yeah.
Day,
yeah.
If you ain't so, paid that ghost might haunt your friend.
Exactly. So my homeboy Kendall, this is before I met you, he was a rapper too. He freaked out, ended up running on campus, got pepper sprayed but on the stretcher board. I was smoking Newports, drinking Sunny Delight, like scared.
Oh my
God. You know, this sounds like Old Steve.
This is, oh boy.
You know, I'm not lying. Because you know me.
100.
I'm laying on my dorm room bed, and then whatever presented itself, the other dimension presented itself. So going back to my pops, I know in my heart he saw something. I don't know what he saw, but he saw
something. That is deep.
He saw something. Listen. Oh,
Lord have mercy.
No one believed me. I showed my mom. I showed my brother.
Stevie, you taking drugs again?
Yeah. That's why I didn't want to go too deep.
Yeah.
I didn't want to like give him the reference point.
That's your premonition.
Yeah, dude. But in my heart, I'm like, okay, this is the last. And I knew... he's so close to going, because that's a part of it.
Yes.
When they start doing that, like I'm sure in the nursing homes and hospices, that shit goes down.
It does. It
that
does.
Goes
it
down,
does.
Bro.
It does.
And so I was like, he's on his way.
Yeah.
This is close.
You're on the money.
Yeah. So going back to like, you know, because, you know, we both lost our family. Where do you think they are right? Like, because I think about that nightly or daily or every other day. Where is he?
I think they're with us.
Oh, so he's in here.
Yeah, he's here.
I've had dreams.
Yeah, literally. They're here.
Have you had dreams?
Yes, I've had dreams.
About your mom?
Yeah. My dad.
So tell me about that. Like, because...
Like with dreams, I feel like the energy's there, but then I don't want to believe it. Whether it's a butterfly flying around, whether it's me thinking of them and the wind blowing.
Yeah, yeah.
Me saying something and the light turns on or the door creeps open.
Yeah.
It's there, but it's not there. A creepy. It's for me, I've learned that the people I've had passed are with me and I'm with them. So it's just two different dimensions.
I
want to let them go. To let them be happy, because I just want them to do their thing. I don't want to sulk in that death.
Right.
I
know exactly what you're saying. Because when my dad was in my dream, it was the vibe was like,
comfortable.
Son, I'm cool.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, I'm cool. And it was like, it was in my old house in San Diego, but it was like abandoned, like a haunted house. Like it was like just gray, like it was just black and white. And then I walk in, cobwebs, and I walk through, and you know, like them, there's Korean in Koreatown, you could buy these fold out mattresses.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I grew up with those.
Yeah.
You know, the fold out futon things. He was straight up lounging on that, and he like got up and goes, hey, like, I'm cool.
He said, I'm chilling,
just
bro.
Chilling in the old house.
Yeah.
So, has your mom ever presented it like that? Like, hey, son.
I think a lot of them through a premonition of a dream or whether I was. Like extra exhausted or faded or whatever I was believing was going on, it was a comfort level.
Yeah.
And I just feel that comfort level is what we're talking about now.
Right now,
us talking about right now, they're just sitting there laughing and giggling.
So they know.
You know, they know. They're and that's what they want this to come out, to speak.
Oh, we're,
because we're helping others.
Talking about this stuff.
Talk about this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not being creepy. Not being weird.
No.
It's things that need to be addressed.
Listen, man.
And people don't address these things.
As far as like alternate realities.
As far as alternate realities.
Yeah.
As far as just death, period.
Dude,
other than feeling sorry for themselves.
There's other
or
dimensions.
Or something's wrong.
Firstly.
It's just that there's on another next level.
Yeah.
And it's great. Dude, and we're just doing what we got to do on this level.
Yeah. So do you think like this earth plane where we're at, do you think it's a test? Did we choose to come back?
I really don't know about that.
Yeah,
I'm not an anthropologist.
Like me neither. I think about
that,
though.
Spiritualist.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're pretty deep. You know what I mean? So, you know, I feel exactly where you're at, because that's just, it's not something that we can like push away from. But at the end of the day, it's just like, we just got to keep it moving
and
use their energy and the things that we've learned from them to keep pushing forward to help others. That's where I'm at.
You know, I love that. And let's go back to the art and music. And because once my dad passed, right? Because I know y'all are working on a project, right? And I want to talk about that. I want to plug your project.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
But when he passed, I was in so much pain. I didn't know how to express, like,
yourself. Like,
yeah, because I cry. Because you could cry, right? You could cry all day, but there's
it's still not fixed.
There's something empty. You need to get out on paper or paint or something. So, like me, like with music now, I don't care about the likes. I don't care if it's streamed on Spotify, if so many people download it, or I don't care about that. Yeah. What I care about, the reason why I'm doing this, and I'm sure the reason why you do your art, is it's literally an outlet, or else I'm going to go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't do this, like, I have notebooks in here just it looks like a crazy person, because we used to write together. And I'm like, okay, if I don't get this idea on paper, I don't care if anyone hears it. It could just be me.
Yeah.
Or it don't care. I don't care.
Oh, I
need to get this out right now.
Out.
I need to get it out.
Whatever it is. It
and that's,
always.
Do you relate? I mean,
that's why.
Because that's why you do this.
Yeah. If my and that's why you do this. Working, if I can't MC and I don't have somebody that is going to record me, or this isn't going to work or that, I have to have something else to be busy.
Yeah.
Or if not, I'm going to go stir crazy. No. That's why I think that everyone who's going through things needs to stay busy, but not a bad busy, a busy that is helping yourself, that's giving yourself indulgence. Yeah.
So, because you just painted in Venice. You had a full day, by the way. I didn't know you were doing all that.
Oh, yeah.
You showed me the picture. I'm like, damn, this fool's painting in Venice? Doing a whole mural piece right now? He's supposed to be here right now. And he's doing a mural. But, okay, so when you're doing your mural, you're doing your craft. The joy comes from the act of doing it, right?
Yeah. Because
I want to talk about that.
Okay, so check this out.
Yeah.
So the act of doing this, I met a whole homeless camp that...
Right, today.
Yes, today. They were amazing. Big up to White Rabbit.
Yeah, shout out to White Rabbit. Yeah, if you see this.
And they have the whole coalition. Big up to DDOT for having those walls available for people to paint.
Mm-hmm.
In Venice, and it was super cool, because at the end of the day, when graffiti and writing and doing certain things, everyone has this attitude. It's like skateboarding, going to skateboard park.
Right, there's politics and cliques and stuff. Yeah.
The energy that was embraced there was nothing but sure love.
There you go, dude.
You get what I'm saying? I had a homeless person giving me apples.
Giving you apples.
Exactly.
Because you're doing art.
Exactly. And he liked giving me, just exchanging of... being a human, because I didn't turn myself against him because he was in his situation. I just embraced him with love.
You know what? It's your energy, too.
That's what it is.
The thing about you, and I think a lot of people, I think they could vouch for me. The thing why I love always kicking it with you, chilling with you, rapping with you, just chilling, was your energy, dude. It was your, even back then, even though you could, because we're different now, but your underlying, right?
Bones hurt now.
But his energy was always so positive, dude. Like,
and it's not a fake thing. I'm
no, it wasn't. That's why I'm getting at. Yeah. It was authentic. It was like, oh, damn. Cool. Habs called. We're going to kick it. And it raised my vibration up a few meters.
That means a lot.
But, dude, I'm telling you.
You did the same thing to me. You'd be like, dude, let's go skate. I'm like, dude, it's cold outside.
Yeah.
He's like, come on. We're just going to go up the street to Hollywood High. Just hit the curb. Okay.
That's something I would say. You're right. That's something I would say.
But, all right.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, that's more than all this other stuff we're talking about. That matters.
Yeah, it matters.
Because in today's world, man, it's like, we're talking about Instagram. It's like, cats aren't about like the interaction anymore.
Everyone
dude.
Is not like you know showing what? Love.
They're into like,
themselves.
I got 16,000 likes. I need 17,000 likes.
I'm gonna pay to promote it.
Or you know what I can't stand, dude, is like, it's like, dude, like, all right, man, we understand, like, we like your picture.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
It's
but
cute.
It's like, I'm almost. How you? What are your thoughts on like?
My thoughts
you
are
came
okay.
Up,
what I do?
You're doing this in the '90s, and come on,
my
man.
Thoughts on what I do with Instagram is I want to have things archived for my children. I want to have things archived for my friends that I love. I put music out on YouTube. I put stuff out now when I wasn't so into it because I didn't have the technology or I didn't have the knowledge for it. I'm not getting so caught up in it because I want to be the coolest person. I'm too old to be the. I'm 42 years old.
I'm in my 40s. So like, I'm there too.
Man, I might look like some young little kid. I'm a no spring chicken. You know what I'm saying, homie?
When you listen to the shit out now, I feel so old. I don't even know what's going on. I'm like, the beat to the beats. Wait, what they're rapping about?
I'm still doing the beats. Batch.
It's like I feel like it's hypnotizing me. Yeah. Like future. Yeah.
Zombie life. Yeah. So it's like I do it to make to just have documents, archives, just like they do, like when they have pyramids and stuff like that. I'm doing it for the lineage of like what I did at this point in time. I'm being my own historical.
It's like you're reading my mind right now.
I'm doing my own documentary.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Without having to purchase it.
That's what it is. Because going back
that's what I do.
Exactly. Because I want to go back to when my dad died. That's where I was at, where you're at. Because I go, it made me think about how much time we got on this plane of existence or this earthly plane. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, because I was there when he died and he turned cold. Mm-hmm. Like I've never experienced he turned cold and I literally felt like his soul leave his body. And I'm like, okay, he's gone. He's gone.
Yeah.
He's like, traumatic. He's a shell.
That's traumatic.
So experiencing all that and then coming back here to LA, I'm thinking, wait a minute.
Snaps.
I don't got that much time.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, I'm in my 40s too, dog.
Yeah.
I'm in my 40s too.
We're the same, so we're same
if you break it down, we're midlife. We're midlife.
Yeah, exactly.
We're mid.
Yeah.
Because if I make it to my pops, he died at 81, right? That means I'm past midlife.
Yeah.
So it made me think, okay, I want to leave documents. Like documents. You said pyramids, right?
Yes.
Because those cats left hieroglyphics. And pyramids and scrolls and stuff.
And that's what we have to do. Everyone needs to exchange that. Whether it's how everybody's talking, the way we're doing this interview, the way we're communicating.
And
we never skip the beat. We have not seen each other in forever, but it's just like I saw you from yesterday because that's how I was immediately when we met.
And going back to
the vibrations.
You haven't changed. You look exactly the way I remember. So you're saying me, the Botox? You actually look younger than the last time I saw you. So, like, right back to you.
Yes, off the heavy drugs.
Exactly the same.
Getting off them heavy drugs.
Right? Does he look exactly
off
the same?
Off them heavy drugs.
From, like, 10 years ago.
Sweet drugs.
This is beautiful stuff, man, because this is the stuff I want to talk about because it's what matters.
Yeah.
You said leaving your lineage behind, but your kids are that, too.
Yeah.
You're leaving your kids behind.
Yeah. They have something to look at. Leaving. Like, if they're not around, oh, dad, hey, look at this. Your girlfriend, the dog, whatever. You got stuff that people can look back and give you the credentials or make them feel happy and comforted in that time.
Yeah,
just like an old cassette tape. The same way we go and buy records. The same way a record gives you comfort.
It's
something's there. It's tangible. You can see it. And it's not something that's bullshit.
Because, listen, I agree. Listen, there is times when I'm laying in bed and I'm like, you know what? I could pee, but
I don't want to get up.
I could jerk off right now. I could go on Netflix and go on and watch Black Mirror season 2.
Yeah.
Or I could work and write and work on art and music and stuff. So that's where I'm at now, where I stopped playing video because, you know, I play video games.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to video games.
Yeah.
I haven't turned that Xbox on for like months because
I'm not buying it.
I made it. No, I haven't. I made
Where's
it.
Where's it at? Can I look at it?
It's behind. Your man here.
I'm not. Oh yeah, that looks dusty.
I've been writing.
I like it.
I've been writing and
the scrolls.
Yeah, I've been writing and I'm like, cause I'm like going back to like our time on this planet. I'm like, okay, I would rather, cause when I do that, I get entertainment out of it,
and
it captures my attention span. But when I'm doing this, I want to do something that's productive and then I like leave my pyramid behind.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is what we're doing.
It's amazing.
Well, this is going to be a structure too we're leaving behind. Because when we're gone.
Someone else is going to listen to this content.
Who knows? Damien might listen to it.
Yeah. Somebody might listen to it.
Yeah. Like, so,
just from the point when I had the show and I was interviewing you.
That's still out.
It's still out. And it's archived.
And it's archived.
And it's getting bumped into everything. It has
so many damn hits.
When you're like, I'm not even sure about this. And then that network got shut down. And now I look and I look your name up or look it up.
But that's Hip Hop Delight. That's up there. Hip Hop Delight. Boom. So this is going back to his platform in 2008, 2009 called Hip Hop Delight. Yeah. This is before anyone had a podcast, anyone did anything on the internet or YouTube was around, but you were like one of the first ones where I'm like, what? You have a
show? Interviewed Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, dude.
Did Lucky I Am.
You had Medusa. You had Micah.
Everyone, everybody that showed me love, I showed them love. And thanks to Fat Beats. Big up to Fat Beats. Johnny Juice.
Redmatic
for making it all possible. J-Rock, Beat Junkies. Love you guys. Truly odd.
I had to
plug them in because honestly, Jedi. Cut Chemist just saw y'all the other day. Literally, it's just honestly the love. And I think it's coming back tenfold. And right now, the world is in such chaotic moments that the great people are coming back in my life to fix it in my brain to make it work.
That's why, in some weird way. That's why I had to make time for you.
I really appreciate being
here. Because for the majority of the cats, my calendar's already booked, but I'm like, with you, I'm like, no, I gotta make time for Varta.
Oh my I have to. Oh my god.
Because we usually film on Tuesdays, right? And I'm like, I already had my guest for the week, but then I'm like, you know what? I don't know when he's gonna be out here.
Oh my god, I love you.
I don't, but that's the thing.
I thought we were talking about Hollywood Boulevard.
But that's the thing. That's the difference with me. I don't know about these youngsters. I don't know about these youngsters and these content creators. But with me, since I'm old school, I never forget.
Me neither.
I never forget. If someone does something for me, I always remember that. I'm like, dude, that's why these people are like my people right here. I never forget. Yeah.
I never forget. They're like, I owe it to a lot of people that.
Dude, I always got love for you. I always got love for you. And I'm going to put this out. Yeah. You're always welcome here. Always.
Thank you, brother. You're always welcome too.
Oh, I already know. Tonight? You can sleep right. You can sleep right there. I don't care. You're like my brother.
Oh, I gotta cuddle.
I want to talk about your project. I want to talk about your project with your man here.
Oh yeah.
Because I want to start plugging away.
Okay.
So to inform people because I know it's gonna be out in 2020.
Yeah. Well, I got this project with K&O, which is my homeboy from El Paso. We grew up together 20 years deep. And he was a little gangster, and I was like a little jock.
He was a nice guy, and we flipped
the script.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
We tried to be friends forever, aka Dreamer, VGV, what's up? But anyways, we got together this last year and just connected, and I realized he went to school for music and stuff like that. I never had the obligation.
Sound design, recording,
And we just kind of connected, and now we're going to do this project, and we're just kind of like, it's like skateboarding with somebody and playing horse, and we'll figure out what happens, and I know it's going to be good music, but he's very technically nerdy with things, and I just want to push stuff out.
Do you guys have a name for the click?
K&O.
K&O.
Yeah, Knowledge of Self.
Knowledge of Self. And is it going to stream? Is it going to be on SoundCloud, Bandcamp?
It's going to be on, it's going to be at Swap Meets. So.
K&O, look out for K&O.
Yeah, look out for that.
ISOH.
ISOH.
My name is K&O
South.
Yeah.
Okay. The project is ISOH, In Search of Home.
In Search of Home.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
That's the name of the project. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. In Search of Home.
Look out for it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how they find your music right now.
My music you can find on YouTube. You look up Haps45. I have a channel. I have a lot of tracks. I got a track with him on with you on it.
Dude, that was a fun track. Those are the days of Mike Gow. Shout out to Mikey.
Big out Mike Gow. Look it up. Haps45 on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You can check me out. Vardon Williams on Instagram. You see my art there, my music, collective of whatever I'm doing. And then I'll have a website coming soon. But until then, those are my mediums to link up with. And that's what's popping.
Hey, but what about them art shows, man?
Let's get them art shows coming, man. Mikey B, Snood, check us out. Unexpected Art Gallery in Phoenix, Arizona. You can find me there. Big up to BRK, Neoc, all the homies, Moe's, Mask. All the people making things pop off over there. And that's what's going down. Wolf, all y'all. Boar, what's up? Mm-hmm. And we got our little thing going on.
Yeah. How can, is how could cats find LA's Finest album?
Oh, on fatbeatsrecords.com. You can look up LA's
like this.
Finest.
Like this. The Fat Beats will like this. No, because this is a plug.
It's a plug. It's Fat a plug. Beats Distribution. Look up LA's Finest project produced by myself, Haps, and Mnemonic. Yeah. And it's featured with this guy.
I'm on one song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We
Thanks
got,
again. You gave me a shot.
We got him. We got 2Mex, Planet Ages on it. LMNO.
Shout
Lucky
to Visionaries.
I Am.
Shout out to Visionaries.
Lucky I Am's
Shout out to
there.
Living Legends. Yeah.
Gaja, Acid Rain.
Yeah.
Mike and Nine.
Oh.
This
OG.
Goes on. So, yeah. LA's Finest.
I love it. I love it, man. You know what I would love for you? I would love for you is...
To spit a rhyme?
I love that, too. But no, your art. I would like you to do art shows here eventually.
Yeah, I would like that.
And I would like for you to do art around the world.
Yeah,
like
I would like
you to have an art show in Berlin.
I
would like you to be up in Canada. Dude, I would like you to have an art show in Australia.
Let's do it.
You know what? I should start drawing too.
Up.
You know, I like doing art, but I just can't sit there.
I need you to do those little doodles.
Yeah, the doodles.
He used to make his own CD covers.
Yeah. I do.
Remember the Kwang Gu album?
Yeah, I know.
It was a little fishing bowl. Killing me right now. That was so crazy. He had the.
I know. Well,
look up Stevie Lee for all illustrations. If you need a Kwang Gu,
Q U A N G O U, it's all out there.
Oh yeah, it's out there. Yeah. If you don't know now, you know.
Yeah.
Illustrator.
Yeah, man. Listen. So when is the album dropping? Like, is it going to be, give us a date?
No, I don't have a date because I don't believe in dates. I just know when it's going to come out, and it's going to pop off. And it'll come out very shortly within this time limit.
Where in Arizona are you living?
Phoenix, downtown Phoenix Art District in Garfield.
Have you hooked up with Ohm?
Yeah. Me and Ohm, I just did a show with him 2 months ago for First Friday. Big up to AO the crew.
I got to link up
so
with you.
So he's killing
it.
He's killing it. Big up to Joey Bags. Big up to Joey Bags Trill.
Hey, man. I want to do
Just
stuff.
Just Blaze.
I want to do show. I want to go out there and do stuff with you. Yeah. No, I want to with you guys.
Let's do it.
With you, me, Ohm, everyone.
I have a sleeping bag that's about 4 feet. They will accommodate you amazingly.
Let's make that happen, dude. No, because I got love for AZ. My mom's there, dude.
Don't come for Pete's
My
sake.
Mom is there.
For Pete's sake. Good Lord.
I love you, man.
Well, anyways, thank you so much for having me out.
Dude. This you're welcome. Awesome. Hey, you're welcome anytime. I just got to do some announcements.
Yeah, do it. Peridium lifts, energy shifts, cultural change, understanding insane anomalies, motivating, cultivating deficiencies, time to uplift, innovators, crippling beliefs, shitty dictators, emphasize behavior, transformation, or savior wise in the skies, open your eyes, realize there is more. Thank you.
That's what I miss. All right. So we have a Patreon. Shout out, thanks again for Habs, a.k.a. Vardon Williams. Thanks for coming by, guys. We have a Patreon attached to the show to help it stay afloat. So if you want to help keep this podcast alive, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby and become a patron, make a pledge. There's a website at www.steviewebyshow.com. There's merch up there if you want to buy a shirt or a sweatshirt, a hoodie, whatever.
Support.
The Instagram attached to the show is instagram.com/QUANGOU. My music's just on Bandcamp now, nowhere else. StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. I'm working on an EP called Ode to My Pops EP. So it's nice. Revolved around my dad, but there's other songs as well. I don't know when that's going to get done, but I'm working on it. Maybe it'll be done in a few months. I have other content up. A puzzle videos out there. There's Stevie on the Streety. There's clips out there. I have a P.O. Box video where I unbox packages that you guys send in to my P.O. Box. It's called Stevie's P.O. Box. If you want to send something in, even if it's like fan mail or whatever, send it to 14.
Food, okay.
Food, dog food, Gatorade, ginger beer. Send your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Support the homies, podcast Losco Projects, Necro Electric, Riffin with Griffin, and WFE. I love you, man.
Love you.
Thanks and for having with me that being said, you're going to come back.
Yes, sir.
We're done.
Stevie Weeby.